Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'd like to start the show with a song. Knew you, that's being offered as a connection to the real guides, the real universes, by singing the new you song before you go to bed, maybe for 15 minutes or so, and when you wake up in the morning, maybe around 15 minutes or so. Test it for yourself and see what life shows you. I'm attempting to share this new presentation with anyone listening. So I'll give you a little definition by Dwayne the Great Writer, the founder of the new presentation. The new presentation. This is the all-encompassing true completeness provided as a real service by the new man for those humans who are ready for the greatest adventure of their life. Real freedom, guaranteed. For anyone listening, do you think maybe we've gone through thousands and thousands of lives, like in what's called reincarnation, in these different realms that or places that we call the psychic realms, where we have this physical body and where we have an astral body? That's like our emotional body. And we have a causal body in these psych realms, which is where our memories are stored. And we have a mental body, and that's kind of the computer or the thing that records what the experiences we're going through and has ideas, and then we have a etheric body, which is what's called the unconscious body or the intuitive body. And these five bodies that we have here in this place called the psychic realms are like vehicles that we use, the real self uses, to go through this process, I guess you would say, of experiencing what isn't real. So we have a comparison to what is real in life, in what's called the real universes, where there's real freedom, and what's called real love, and we need real guidance and a real education. It's the what's called universal guides provide. If we pay attention, then these great beings from the real universes of the true reality, the all is, who are here to assist their new students past the psych realms and the space gods into reality. A lot of us have gone through the religions of the earth and what we've been or what we have accepted as some god that created us and rules over us and makes laws that we have to live by, or we suffer, or if we obey them, we supposedly get to go to some heaven. But in these psych realms, these beings that we call, that man calls God, are actually just reptilians, and using us as for their service or purposes. And all we are is slaves on a human farming prison planet. And they've got us convinced that things that aren't true are true. And we need to get connected to the real guidance and the real education to find out what's real. This stuff that in these psych realms, we have the cause and effect experiences. It's kind of how it works, I guess. That is the way that the authoritarians and the brutalitarians seem to be able to control the masses pretty well. So this is an opportunity to get out of these psych realms where there's the real freedom, that we don't have authoritarians and brutalitarians controlling us in these real universes that are endless beyond these psych realms. But to get out of these psych realms, we need the real guidance and the real education. And actually, I guess it's like we need it to be escorted through what's called a deep dark border. It's like a shell around these psych realms. And that's the real guides. At present, we have Dwayne Hoepner here giving us this new presentation, and he's wrote a group of books that are available at lulu.com to get and to see what they have to say about what's really going on, because we get a lot of misinformation about what's actually happening on Earth. We're under the control pretty much of the religions and the political systems and the educational systems here in these psych realms. I hope this is working so that somebody, that if anybody's paying attention, can hear. Last week there was a problem with the Blog Talk Radio. It wouldn't work. So I guess I'll just read a little bit about, or of some of, one of the new books by Dwayne, the great writer. And this is called Your Dream Visions. And real water is just as essential for all of us as humans. Originally, our water was from the streams and rivers and underground wells. But as commercialization took over, so did the difference in our water. Today, most people get their water from the local water districts. Instead of using a natural means to filter the water supply, they use harsh chemicals such as chlorine, which is a poison and so developed as one. And what has been termed as sodium fluoride, which is actually a waste product of aluminum. The invented label, sodium fluoride, was put on aluminum toxic waste to sell it instead of having to pay to send it into outer space because it is so hazardous and causes all kinds of ailments. But how can all this really be so? It's so simple. It's about control and who has the most money and power. Once a person becomes familiar with their dream visions, they will have a protection and source of knowledge like no one else. This is the reason the REP systems, religious, educational, political systems, do not instruct anyone about their dreams. Because first of all, they have no real knowledge of what is taking place in a person's other worlds. And second, they do not want to expose themselves as frauds and have everyone else more aware than they are. To become more aware is the real cure for all. For those returning in future lifetimes, they will experience this world as not too delightful if it keeps going the course it is, as it is constantly on a collision course with what is so obvious right now. I would suggest to watch the movies that are being made, because they are an indication of what will be taking place. I met a woman who was working in the agricultural field, and she happened to see an ad I am running in Awareness Magazine. I spoke with her on the phone, and as we got to know each other a little better, she related one of her dreams to me. I was walking along a road where there were fields upon fields of crops beautifully growing. The sun was shining, and as far as I could see, there were all these different varieties of crops and vegetables. They were the most green and colorful. As I stepped closer to grab one for myself, as I touched it, I could sense something different. And as I pulled it from the ground, I noticed it was so perfect. What I had picked was the most perfect carrot I had ever seen. I brushed it off and then tried to bite into it, and to my surprise, it was plastic. I immediately threw it down, then thought to myself, where are the bees and the butterflies? I then looked all around and saw this huge manufacturing plant in the far distance, with all kinds of black smoke coming from its giant smokestacks. I suddenly realized that everything had now changed with our food. I told this young lady, life was showing her what was really taking place and not what appeared to be so on the surface. As she was telling me her experience, it was easy to see the real guides had given her this experience. Then soon after that, she met me. There are some science fiction movies that depict people who are in outer space traveling about, and their meals consist of taking pills. On Earth, the manufacturers of GMO tech stuff want it so they can have the perfect food, even if it is not food and even if it is harmful. The FDA does not let the public know about Monsanto, GMO, because they have been paid off with all the expertise and marketing people into thinking their way. The unaware masses will buy what they are selling. This world is a stage show of created phenomena and survival at its lowest. Those who think building more casinos, resorts, and other such things of little value will someday have a rude awakening as the people on this world look for real food and real water. Petroleum products have drenched the earth, from fertilizers to what's in soaps and shampoos. Everything has its place, but the business world has gone way overboard justifying its existence to do whatever it wants to with things that do not work with nature, but usually work against it and destroy it. It is not a matter of rebelling against the social structures and their creations, as it is to become more aware and start from a new position that really does work with nature. If everyone became more aware in the true sense on this planet, which they won't, there would be no more need to obey all the regulations created by culprits to make people prisoners on their own world. Some people have dreams with odors and smells, along with touch and taste. Many of these experiences are association dreams or something that has been established by the real guidance to give a certain experience, like the one I just mentioned. Those who are with the real guides are trained to handle their immortality in the other worlds, so they are prepared when they leave the earth for good. And so it is. We are dealing with the two aspects of dreams, which is the dream material and the dream shaping force. Within the awareness of the individual unveils the experience of the dream as it takes shape and reveals itself like the production of a movie. Parts of the dream production will show itself in a symbolic form, which is really a language all its own for those who pursue the strange depths of their own unconscious and eventually get to the source of their own being. The real awareness does not have itself in the subconscious, but there is an association to the area, because it is the last body of man that is the most unknown and mysterious. The real secrets of life are for the very few, and not even for those who feverishly investigate such matters. Theirs will only be a surface interpretation. The real guides have access where others do not, and they know the interest and intent of each person who ventures out to possibly discover real truth. For most, the real secrets of life will always stay hidden, because they are the ruthless who want power for themselves, and so they will stay in the dark worlds of material gain for as long as it takes for them to mature. In the dream production, most of what is hidden from the viewer is important and also hinted at and revealed in a very subtle fashion. The all is, for all that it is, establishes what it wants for all of itself in its own way. And so it touches each U-tune as they wake up to itself in their own particular manner. A U-tune is an aware, awakened soul. That's the difference between being a soul and what's called a U-tune. We came here for a reason. We have a purpose. And most of us have forgot or aren't aware of why we came here into this physical body and these other bodies in the psych realms. And if a person doesn't pay attention when the real guides offer the guidance and education for us to earn our way out of these psych realms into the real universes, we'll continue to keep reincarnating here. And at the rate it's going, it's going to be looking like people will be coming back in worse shape than now, and probably a lot with deformed bodies, and a lot of people will be robotized, and maybe be able to live in the physical a very long time because of the technology being developed to keep the human body living, to be the slave for the authoritarians or brutalitarians or reptilians or whatever you want to call those that are using the humans. So this is a warning that if a person isn't going to find out for themselves by starting with the new you song and reading the new books of the Adventurous series by Dwayne the Great Writer, then they're probably going to have to keep coming back or be stuck in these psych realms for who knows if it's forever, because we have an opportunity right now. So I guess we have to have an intent to find out for ourselves how to not have to return anymore into these psych realms, where we can be in the real universes forever. So I guess that's all I wanted to mention, that there's many projects a person can be involved with in the new presentation to do for all. So everybody that wants to become involved can. I guess I have said enough for today about the new presentation. So I'll end the show with the new you song. See ya.